Though she was frightened by his ideas, Sienna became obsessed with Zobrist, watching videos of his presentations, reading everything he had ever written. When Sienna heard that he had a speaking engagement in the United States, she knew she had to go see him. And that was the night her entire world changed. A smile lit up her face, a rare moment of happiness, as she again pictured that magical evening, an evening she had vividly recalled only hours earlier while sitting on the train with Langdon and Ferris.
Chicago. The blizzard. January, 6 years ago. But it still feels like yesterday. I am trudging through snowbanks along the windswept, magnificent mile, collar upturned against the blinding whiteout. Despite the cold, I tell myself that nothing will keep me from my destination. Tonight is my chance to hear the great Bertrand Zobrist speak, in person. The hall is nearly deserted when Bertrand takes the stage. And he is tall, so very tall, with vibrant green eyes that seem to hold all the mysteries of the world. "To hell with this empty auditorium," he declares. "Let's go to the bar." And then we are there, a handful of us in a quiet booth, as he speaks of genetics, of population, and of his newest passion, transhumanism. As the drinks flow, I feel as if I'm having a private audience with a rock star. Every time Zobrist glances over at me, his green eyes ignite a wholly unexpected feeling inside me, the deep pull of sexual attraction. It is a wholly new sensation for me. And then we are alone. "Thank you for tonight," I say to him, feeling a little tipsy. "You're an amazing teacher." "Flattery?" Zobrist smiles and leans closer, our legs touching now. "It will get you everywhere." The flirtation is clearly inappropriate, but it is a snowy night in a deserted Chicago hotel, and it feels as if the entire world has stopped. "So what do you think?" Zobrist says. "Nightcap in my room?" I freeze, knowing I must look like a deer in the headlights. I don't know how to do this. Zobrist's eyes twinkle warmly. "Let me guess," he whispers. "You've never been with a famous man." I feel myself flush, fighting to hide a surge of emotions, embarrassment, excitement, fear. "Actually, to be honest," I say to him, "I've never been with any man." Zobrist smiles and inches closer. "I'm not sure what you've been waiting for, but please let me be your first." In that moment, all the awkward sexual fears and frustrations of my childhood disappear, evaporating into the snowy night. Then I am naked in his arms. "Relax, Sienna," he whispers. And then, with patient hands, he coaxes from my inexperienced body a torrent of sensations that I have never imagined existed. Basking in the cocoon of Zobrist's embrace, I feel as if everything is finally right in the world, and I know my life has purpose. I have found love, and I will follow it anywhere.